You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I did it all for the nookie. And you can take that cookie and stick it up your...
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who have a hot date with their couch. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a taco.
on the couch. It's a three-way with you, your couch, and your taco.
I was shopping at Target over the weekend, and all their Valentine's Day stuff is about how much people love tacos. I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany. I feel like I don't love tacos as much as most people love tacos because I don't have... like that emotional response the way that I know people have.
I just for a split second considered walking out of this apartment.
I don't understand. What is it about tacos that you love so much?
There's just so many varieties of tacos. You can have soft tacos. You can have hard tacos. You can have vegetarian tacos. You could do a taco and a lettuce wrap. Mm-hmm. I went out for date night over the weekend to a new Mexican place in my neighborhood.
Yes.
And I am still thinking about that tuna taco and that lettuce wrap.
Hmm.
I know. And usually I like a crunch or like a something to chew on.
Yeah.
God, it was so good.
It was a soft taco.
Oh, it was a lettuce taco.
So when I think of tacos, I remember when I was in elementary school, they would always say, you know, what the lunch was over the morning announcements.
Yeah.
And whenever it was tacos, it was always today's menu, soft tacos. or it was today's menu, walking taco. Which was the Frito bag of Fritos with meat and cheese in it.
That is the most amazing thing ever.
So good.
You and I went to the Iowa State Fair one year, and that was my favorite thing that I ate there.
The walking taco?
It's bag of Fritos with ground beef and lettuce and sour cream and cheese, and you just mix it all up right in the chip bag.
Right in the bag, yeah. The bag comes, it's a plate.
And if you're lucky, the plastic on the bag melts a little bit, and you get a little bit of plastic in there.
So good. Walking taco with choice of milk, chocolate or regular.
You strike me as the type of student that would have done the morning announcements.
I know, it was always a faculty member.
Oh, really?
We weren't allowed to do it. Nope.
Interesting.
No, I didn't get to thespian it up in the morning announcement. So I just sat there and learned.
Yeah,
it was, I don't know. I'm glad you brought that up and opened that wound up again.
So for today, we've got some listener advice. We've got a little bit of weird news.
Yes, I'm excited about this one.
Basically, I was just searching the internet for cookies and it came up. Then we've got grab bag topics from Facebook and Twitter that you guys asked us to address. But first, Bethany, I want to meet your boyfriend.
He wants to meet you, Kathleen. He wants to meet you, so he talks about you more than he should.
So on Saturday night, I almost texted you in the morning, rather, and to say, hey, like, let's, the four of us, you and your boyfriend and me and my husband, let's get dinner.
Oh my God, yes.
But then I stopped myself.
Why?
Because your boyfriend Dennis is a freaking vegan.
He is a vegan.
And I'm dying to try this Indian place.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there even anything for a vegan to eat at Indian food?
Totally. That's the best place to go for veganism.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they very vegetable based.
Yeah, but like vegetable based, I'm sure they, I don't know.
So it is interesting because he is vegan.
It's giving me anxiety that your boyfriend is vegan.
Yeah, it's okay. He's pretty able to like find things to eat.
Does he just like munch on a piece of lettuce in the corner?
No, he eats a lot of food.
Like what?
Okay, so his so he kind of does two shakes in a meal, not like because of Slim Fast, but just because that's kind of how he eats. So he does.
So he drinks all of his
meals? He drinks a lot of like protein shakes. So he does a lot of like in the morning. He calls them broom smoothies because they clean out your system.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And so I think it's like apples. He has a Vitamix. Apples, celery, water, I think some blueberries, some pineapple, all up in that. Mm-hmm. And he blends it all, pulverizes it all, drinks that, and that holds him till like late afternoon. And then he'll do like another like cherries and pineapples or whatever smoothie. And then he does like food. But like
he's a bird. He only eats fruit.
But I'll say this. We usually spend our Saturdays together and then usually one day during the week.
Yeah.
And so I spend a significant number of my meals are with him, and it's just easier to both eat that way. And I have felt leaner, mm-hmm. and I felt better.
Okay.
So
you are a little bit glowy.
I feel like just healthier. So I think I can understand where he's coming from.
I have never had a friend who's a vegan.
It's intimidating, but
I love food so much that I'm afraid I'm going to go out with you guys and we're going to be like to the waiter or the waitress. Wow, what are your vegan options?
It is tough, but he usually can find things to have.
Do you guys go out to dinner or do you mostly eat in?
We mostly eat in because we're trying to save money.
Okay.
But last night we had dinner from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned the cauliflower gnocchi on last week's episode, which I had, and it's delicious.
Is it vegan?
Yeah, because it's cauliflower.
Yeah, that's right. No dairy. Yeah.
And then the other one I tried, which is even better, is the sweet potato gnocchi.
Yes.
So good. So we had that. And then Trader Joe's has these weird soy nugget things that we had. And then we had like spinach. And I mean, he can have marinara sauce. He can have noodles. He can have bread. He can have all this stuff.
Well, noodles sometimes have egg in them.
You just have to check which ones. So don't be afraid. He wants to meet you.
More importantly, I want my husband to really like Dennis. Because,
and he won't because he's vegan?
Because obviously we're going to be a couple's best friends.
Yes, we are. Yes. And he loves Neil by proxy.
If I'm like, okay, Neil, we're going to meet Bethany and Dennis for dinner and we go to a vegan restaurant, I just don't want it to put a damper on Neil's mood.
Okay, maybe we don't have to we don't have to go to a vegan restaurant.
It's just, your boyfriend's eating habits are giving me anxiety.
Okay, we have to talk about the anxiety thing. We are going to talk about anxiety.
Yeah.
Really quickly, Dennis wants to meet you.
Okay.
Quite badly.
Okay.
And
we can drink water together or something.
And he wants to meet you for the first time.
Okay.
On his podcast.
No.
He wants you to guest on his podcast. Would you guest on his podcast?
I would, yeah.
Because he would like to meet you because basically it's just going to be a Let's Rip on Bethany session.
Okay.
And he would like to do that with you on his podcast.
You know what? If it's a Let's Rip on Bethany session, I am first in line.
Yeah.
JK, amazing. JK, I love you.
I love you too. Anxiety is a big deal. And we talked about it last week and I'm glad that I'm not the only one who feels it.
Bethany was talking last week about overthinking things.
Constantly. Because I had convinced Dennis to take a sleep aid because he hadn't slept in 3 days and he was so tired he couldn't sleep. And then I didn't hear from him for 3 hours the next morning because, I don't know, he was sleeping. But I assumed I had inadvertently murdered him by giving him a sleep aid. And then I had already just given my speech to the judge.
So we're not alone in this overthinking thing.
No.
We got tons and tons of emails from listeners who are like, oh my God, I'm an overthinker too. The one that I appreciated the most from our listener, Sam, they wrote that they don't have a Twitter, but they wanted to share their story. So they sent us an email. It's about their parents going on a vacation and they were totally convinced that their parents had been kidnapped or murdered or robbed or whatever. And actually their phone had died. And that was the only thing.
But because you have to go to the worst example, because then when it doesn't happen, you'll be relieved versus just assuming like, oh, nothing's wrong. And then they've been murdered. Yeah. You hear about that on Dateline when people are like, I heard someone scream and I heard a thud, but I didn't think anything of it. Think something of it.
Yes.
Always think something of it.
I think you always have to assume the worst, but talk yourself off the ledge that it's probably not the worst. Anyway, Sam's parents were abroad. They were overseas. And I know how that's like some Liam Neeson crap when his daughter goes overseas.
Yeah, she gets taken. Not to spoil the movie.
I've driven to my parents' house before, 20 minutes, 25 minutes from my house, to knock on the door because no one's answering their phone, and I'm pretty sure they're both dead.
Had they been murdered?
No, never.
Both were alive?
Not once. Both alive.
We heard from Anxiety, too. Like, when we asked our taste buds on Facebook this morning, like, what are you guys thinking about today? Yeah. So many of you are so anxious. Lauren wrote, so the U.S. Postal Service does this fun thing now where they scan your mail and send you a preview of what's coming to your mailbox. I have a letter from the state's treasury, and I'm like, crap, waiting all day to get home to open the mail, going to have to opt out. This is not great for anxious people. And then Sarah Nicole wrote, this happened to me recently. I got something from the DMV and had to wait all day to see that I got a red light ticket.
Oh, you know what? I run red lights quite often.
Stop doing that. You should stop at them.
I make an illegal left turn every morning.
What you can't do? Oh, it's at that one stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
an illegal left turn every single morning, and I've never gotten anything in the mail. So yeah, as far as I'm concerned, law don't apply to me.
Maggie also wrote, anxiety. I keep having nightmares about people I love and that are really close to me getting murdered or dying suddenly. Then I can't go back to sleep and wind up awake at 4 a.m., or I have a dream that I need to buy a Harry Potter costume and an Iron Man costume for a party. Then I stay up the rest of the night trying to figure out why I need them. That's some anxiety right there.
Oh my God.
We're all messes together.
Do you know, I had an anxiety dream last night where our friend Lauren, she has a radio show in Boston, the TJ show. She just had a baby.
Oh, that's right. I have to text
just
her.
Just like 5 days ago.
I'm a terrible friend. I have to text her.
And in my dream, I'm holding a baby and I don't know whose baby it belongs to. It's not my baby. But the baby has shit its pants.
No!
And Lauren is standing next to me. She goes, don't worry. I'll teach you how to change this baby.
Did she?
She did. That's yeah.
She's a good mom.
Yeah. She's a good mom. Let's talk about Rothy's.
Oh my gosh. I've been wearing these nonstop. They are the most comfortable shoes I have literally ever owned.
So before they reached out to partner with us, I saw Rothy's everywhere.
Yeah.
All over my Facebook, all over my Instagram. And I was intrigued. I was like, what are these sneakers?
Because all you heard were they're comfortable and they're made from recycled water bottles. And so then you expect to see a shoe that's just a water bottle with a hole cut in it. But no.
I would wear that.
I would wear that too. But no, Rothy's are these incredibly stylish and sustainable and comfortable shoes that are made from recycled water bottles. But the water bottle is made into a thread that's like really, really soft and comfortable.
Rothy's are quite literally the most comfortable shoe I have ever put my foot into.
Yeah, they're the everyday flat for life on the go. So they're classic, they're comfortable. They come in four fashionable styles. The flat, the point, the loafer, which is what I have, and the sneaker, Kathleen, which is what you have.
Yes, I do.
For women and for girls. They're always updating their color and pattern selection.
Oh, and the best part?
What?
They're machine washable.
Yeah, yes. You just put them in.
You can
cold
water in your washing machine.
Done and done.
So I was reading online. Somebody left a review that she had gotten her Rothy's very dirty, like mud all over them. She stuck them in her machine. She said they came out brand new.
It's insane.
Okay, and you know Meghan Markle? That American royal over there.
Yeah.
She recently wore Rothy's on an Australian tour. She was over there. She's got that like really cute baby bump.
Uh-huh.
Obviously her feet are hurting her because that happens when you're pregnant.
Yes.
She's over there in Australia wearing Rothy's on her feet.
So they work down under too.
Good enough for Meghan Markle. Good enough for me.
So when I went to the Met on date one, I actually wore my Rothy's because Dennis said, wear comfortable shoes. We're going to be walking a lot.
It's a perfect shoe for a museum.
Yeah. So I put on my Rothy's and I'll say this. It was my first time wearing them. I didn't have to break them in. There weren't any calluses. There was nothing. It's literally like someone takes their hands and gently holds your foot with just a little pressure enough to like make you feel comfort. They're so comfortable. And Rothy's has almost reached 20 million bottles recycled. So you can feel good about wearing these awesome soft shoes.
Love that.
We love our Rothy's. We know you will too. So right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for you all. Use the code TASTE to get free shipping with no minimum. Free shipping, free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes, but trust us, you won't want to return them. So go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothys.com and then enter the code TASTE to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, plus free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today. Rothys.com, promo code TASTE. Go get this deal while it lasts.
And if you want to be my shoe twin, get the sneaker in sand, and then we can take Insta pics and send them to each other.
Those are cute.
Thanks. before we get to listener advice this episode, I just want to talk about this new song that I am freaking loving. Have you heard The Anxiety by Julia Michaels featuring Selena Gomez?
Yes, I just listened to it this morning.
And it was sort of funny. It came out right after our episode about overthinking. And uh-huh. I was like, damn, that's good timing.
It was like Julia Michaels put everyone's internal monologue into a song.
I feel that about most Julia Michaels songs.
Yeah, well, when you were like, did you hear her new song, Anxiety? And I said, is it new? Because I feel like most of her songs are about anxiety. But just because she's really honest and she's really good at encapsulating all of these things that go on when you have brain health issues.
Yeah. This line kind of really stuck out to me. In her chorus of the song, she says, feel like I'm always apologizing for feeling like I'm out of my mind when I'm doing just fine. How many times have you thought, I'm failing at this, like my life is over, I can't deal with this anymore, but you're actually just totally fine.
Yeah, it's true. That's when you have to just go through and bullet point everything that you've done.
Yeah.
That day or just like in life or this week.
That's a good strategy.
To be like, oh, from the outside, this is what I have accomplished. The Glennon Doyle book, Love Warrior, mm-hmm. she talks about how her feelings are too big. And as soon as I started reading that, I burst out into tears because have you ever felt that your feelings are too big and like people can't handle, there's no way anyone can handle how big I love or how big I'm scared or how big I'm sad. It's just too much.
I don't think so. My anxiety manifests itself more in I'm letting people down. This person's disappointed in me because of X. This person's disappointed in me because of Y.
Yeah.
I might as well just give up because I'm not meant to do what I'm doing.
Oh, gosh.
That's the difference in our anxieties. And, you know, that's what happens when you're an overthinker and you feel anxious. It manifests itself in so many different ways.
Yeah, it really does.
And Selena on that song is sounding good.
She sounds like she's doing like a little talk singing.
So if you want gentle listener. Is that your line? Did I steal that from
no,
you?
No, take it. I like it
can
when you
I,
say it.
Can I say like kick-ass listener?
Yeah, you if can you, say whatever you want.
If you kick-ass listener want to check out this song, I actually started a Spotify account for Acquired Taste today.
Which I love that you did. And you posted a playlist this morning that's so good.
So head over to an acquiredtastepodcast.com because I posted a Monday Motivation kick-ass playlist. Rule your week. And there's a lot of upbeat songs, but there's also Anxiety from Julia Michaels featuring Selena Gomez. And I was rocking out to that playlist in the car on the way to see you today, Bethany, and I was like, yeah.
Do you want to hear, should we give some advice?
We should. We're not qualified, but let's do it anyway.
No, but let's do it. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Where is it? Okay, this person would like a nickname.
Paisley.
Oh, good one. Mm-hmm. Paisley. Okay, so hello, Acquired Taste gals and animal associates.
Oh, hello.
Where's Loki?
Where are the kitty cats?
I want to make
Minerva
sure.
Minerva is lounging on your couch.
Is she? I got to find Loki. He had a stomach ache. I'm worried.
Uh-oh.
It's my fault.
Too many edibles.
Yeah. All right.
Don't feed your cat edibles, Bethany.
He just had too many treats last night. He's good. He's on his little kitten couch. Mm. Okay, so Paisley says, most importantly, I'm having trouble with my boyfriend and our communication. I chose this email because I think that so many people listening can identify with this. Mm-hmm. So Paisley says, for a little background, we've been together 4 years. We're both in our late 20s, and we've both been living with our parents the whole time we've been together. But I spend probably 75% of my time at his parents' house.
Okay.
We've both wanted to buy a house because in our area, it's cheaper than renting. In the past 6 months, we both got new jobs so we can finally afford to buy a house. The only problem is that he's very quiet and reserved. It's almost impossible to have a serious conversation with him because I only ever get one-word answers from him. He doesn't know how to talk about his feelings. I never know what he's thinking. And lately, I've been hesitant to even tell him how I'm feeling. Our relationship is getting very serious now that we could buy a house together. He knows I want to get married and have kids rather quickly. So the fact that he can't talk about serious things makes me hesitant to make him my life partner. How are we supposed to get through raising kids and stuff if we can't even have a conversation about buying a house? How can I get him to open up to me? I don't want to just end things. I really want to be able to work through this. I want to take this next step in our relationship with him. But logically, I know it's not the best idea if we can't handle the tough stuff together. Thank you, ladies. I love the show. I love you. I truly feel like you guys are my friends. And that's from Paisley.
I'm not sure if Paisley is going to like what I have to say.
Oh, no. What do you have to say, Kathleen? You've been married for how long now? 6 years?
6 years.
6 years. Okay.
I think when somebody wants to be with you, they have no issues talking about the future.
Mm.
And it sounds like Peasley's boyfriend isn't too keen on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Bethany, have you ever considered buying a house with somebody?
I haven't, only because I've never lived in a place where that felt financially viable.
Yeah.
You know? What about you? You two have a, you two rent together, you and Neil.
We have the best landlord ever, so yeah. I'm never going to buy a house.
She's great.
I love her.
Yeah.
Big red flag in this email for me was Paisley bookmarked their relationship getting more serious because they were financially ready to buy a house. But mm-hmm. really your relationship should be bookmarked as getting more serious because you're totally 100% sure that this is the person you want to spend your life with, mm-hmm. and you're falling more madly in love with them, mm-hmm. and not, it's not like a financial status.
Oh, that's a really good point. They've been together for 4 years already.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, especially when you're in your 20s. Last week we said, if you're in your 20s, that's like Mercury being in retrograde for a decade. Like, don't do it, because you're not a fully formed human being until you hit 30. It's based on science.
If I were Paisley, I would pony up a little bit extra cash to have a little bit more freedom and rent for a year before deciding to buy a house with somebody. Mm.
I heard this really interesting show. Do you listen to On Being?
Sometimes.
It's on NPR. It's with Krista Tippett. It's actually out of Minnesota. But she does these really great interviews kind of on spirituality, but she always has really interesting guests.
Oh, yes. They play her on at WNYC here in New York sometimes at night.
Yeah, she's great. So this last week she had on, actually speaking of Glennon Doyle and her wife, Abby Wambach, the soccer star.
Yes.
And they were talking a little bit about how we raise children based on kind of our own wounded views of gender. Right. Okay. So like Glennon is super pro like equality for men, women and everyone in between. But she said she still caught herself raising her daughters to do the housework, but didn't make her son do the housework. And then Abby came in as like this new parent and said, what the hell? Like, make the boy do housework as well.
Yes.
And so they talked a little bit about how like we raise daughters and girls to be able to cry, to feel comfortable being gentle and soft. And we raise boys to not be comfortable being soft and gentle. And they always kind of have to be angry. And so Glennon Doyle said it has to be kind of lonely to be male.
I can understand that.
I can understand that too. I mean, as much as, you know, I get frustrated because I feel like a lot of things are easier for dudes, it has to be really tough to find somebody where you feel comfortable kind of putting your guard down, especially if you've been raised in a culture or a family where that's not okay.
And particularly if you're a male who's sensitive.
Yeah.
And not an alpha male. And you don't have a family that really responds to that kind of emotional intelligence. It can feel isolating sometimes.
Yeah, and it probably got kind of not maybe physically beaten out of you, hopefully, but like it kind of got beaten out of you. Like, stop crying, stop being a little girl, quote unquote.
Of course, buck up.
Yeah, exactly. Man up, etc. So I wonder if Paisley's husband was raised that way and maybe he doesn't have that skill set. That's not an excuse.
No.
I think it's something you have to work through. But I think that it needs to be clear to him. I think Paisley, you need to make it clear to him that this is communication thing is a priority for you.
Yeah.
And if you're a priority for him, the communication should be a priority for him, like figuring it out and learning it.
I don't know. They've never lived together. I couldn't buy a house with somebody I've never lived together with.
I mean, they do. They just live with parents.
Yeah, but they don't live with each other.
We have been living with our parents the whole time we've been together. Oh, gotcha.
So they've lived separately for four years.
Mm.
The first 6 months that you move in with somebody are the absolute hardest. I thought that I was going to break up with my husband when we were just first living together. We weren't even engaged. And every day I was like,
Why?
We're breaking up. This is it.
Why?
It's just hard. It's hard melding your lives together, your habits, you know, you like things this way, you like the other person likes things that way. It's not easy.
Yeah.
If it is, kudos to you.
Do you have any like advice for people who are looking to do it?
No, I don't. I literally don't
do it.
And I think like a week before Neil and I got engaged, I left the apartment in such a huff. I was like, that's it. I'm out of here. And I walked out of my apartment. I took my purse. I was like, I'm going to go to the train station. I'm going to have to tell my parents that we're breaking up. And he followed me. Luckily.
Oh, like a romance novel.
He followed me and stopped me. I think he followed me only because at that point he had asked my father for permission to marry me.
Oh, no.
If he hadn't, I don't know. JK, JK, if you're listening, I love you.
That was really nice of him to follow you.
But I would never. I know everybody's different. It might work that way for some people. It's just not something I could ever commit to.
Yeah, and I think that if it sounds like if communication is already tough, buying a house, not great. I think you're right, Kathleen. I think if it's something you still want to push forward on, rent.
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 Like, why doesn't he want to talk about buying a house with you? A, maybe he's not excited. B, maybe he's actually not really financially ready and he's not being honest with you. C, maybe he's unsure of what he wants in the future.
Yeah. And D, don't have kids with him until you know this stuff for sure.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Repeat. Don't have kids with him until you know this stuff for sure.
It blows my mind every time somebody says, well, we got divorced because they wanted kids and I didn't, or I wanted kids and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. Wouldn't you think of this stuff before getting married?
Yeah, and kids do not solve problems.
No.
If you're drifting apart, do not have a kid to bring you together because it will not bring you together.
No, I had a friend who was engaged for exactly 1 week.
Whoa.
Because after they got engaged, they sat down and said, okay, what religion are we going to raise the kids?
Yeah.
And one was like, well, I'm Jewish, you're Catholic, we'll do both. And the other one was like, absolutely not. We're only going to do this one religion.
Oof. Yeah. I was on a second date with a dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, so you want kids, right? And I said, no. And that was the end of the relationship because he wanted kids immediately. And then we broke up and his next girlfriend, they were pregnant right away because he wanted kids now.
It's a deal breaker. I have a girlfriend who in the last few years broke up with a guy that she was madly in love with because she wants to have a baby and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's never easy to walk away from somebody that you truly love.
Yeah.
And it's equally as hard to give up wanting to be a parent
mm-hmm.
and just to stay in the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of the worst.
And you can never really assume anybody's ever going to change their mind.
Nope. It's not fair.
It's really not fair.
Mm-mm. Oh,
Paisley.
Let us know. Please let us know. But yeah, go into this with like clear eyes.
Go
and
buy a place yourself, Paisley.
Yeah, go like do, yeah.
Just get a place on your own.
Yeah, Carrie Bradshaw that shit.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Actually, that's not really a good example.
Really?
Carrie Bradshaw, she rented until Aiden moved in and then he broke down the wall and then it was a whole financial mess. But anyway.
I didn't really watch the show. I just saw the movie.
If you want to start a really good sex column like Carrie Bradshaw, by all means,
mm-hmm.
do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rent.
So last week, Bethany was really sick.
So sick.
It's going around. So I popped into a CVS to get her just a few things so she would live.
Yeah. And it was so nice of you, by the way. Oh, I was so touched.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Well, while I was shopping for Bethany, this amazing new app that came into our lives, Instacart, was shopping for me.
It's like having a personal assistant without having to pay a personal assistant.
It's the future.
It is the future.
So Instacart checks out what grocery stores are paired up with them in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you put into your Instacart on your app what products you want or on the website. It's not just the app. So you kind of know like the layout of your grocery store, where things are, what products they carry. You load up your cart. And the best part is Instacart has coupons that your grocery store doesn't have.
Which is amazing.
So my groceries were significantly cheaper using Instacart
mm-hmm.
Than it would if I just went to the store. And then somebody else goes to the store for me, fills up my bags, and then drops it off at my house, and I don't even have to be home.
You have somebody at the grocery store letting you know, like it's basically your grocery store personal shopper, doing things for you, in contact with you, and you can have your groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour or schedule it for a time that works with you.
It blows my mind.
And it's not just giant national retailers. Instacart partners with your favorite stores, so local and national retailers, because we know you really want to shop local and support your local mom and pop grocery store. Check out if they have Instacart. There's a good chance that they do.
I like a very specific type of almond milk and I like turkey bacon. And my personal shopper from Instacart was at my grocery store texting me, okay, well, this type is out. Is this a suitable replacement for you? All in text message. I think I like Instacart more than I like my mom. My mom wouldn't do this for me.
Your mom's not that
My
helpful.
Mom wouldn't go to the grocery store, pick out my groceries, text me to see if it was a suitable replacement for almond milk, and then drop them off at my house.
So nice. So again, you just go to the app or go to Instacart.com. You shop the groceries you need from your favorite local retailers, and your shopper gathers everything with care. They select excellent produce, and they contact you if necessary. And then Instacart delivers your groceries in as little as an hour or at a time that you select, and they keep your hot items hot and your cold items cold and your medium temperature items at a perfect medium temperature.
So we want you to try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to Instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at Instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget to enter our code TASTE at checkout. $10, that's like a lot of yogurts for free.
Oh, yeah.
Instacart, I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this. I love it. I will keep using this in my everyday life, even after this podcast is dead.
Even after you kill it. Again, that's Instacart.com or through the mobile app with our code TASTE at checkout. Urine update.
I'm afraid you're about to tell me that you drank your urine over the weekend.
Okay, do you all remember last week I applied for that urine drinking Facebook group?
Oh, yes.
I got accepted into the urine drinking Facebook group.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm so excited. Now, I'm not actually interested in drinking my own urine, but I kind of wanted to see what was going on.
You wanted to spy on the urine drinkers.
I wanted to be a urine mole.
So we offered listeners, kick-ass listeners, to email. We said, if you're a urine drinker, please email us and change our mind about this. We didn't get one email.
Not a single email.
No.
But as I was in the urine Facebook group that I am now a member of, someone asked the question, what's the most amazing thing about urine therapy, in your opinion? There are so many people who are, okay. One person said, I gave up the use of nutrition and all food.
Stop.
Except for food and urine. One person said, I love it because it's free. Because it's your urine. One person asked the question, can we feed only on our urine?
No.
And the short answer was yes. No, you can't, gentle listener. No, you can't. One person said, because of urine therapy, I can eat mangoes again. I don't die when I get stung by a bee. Lol. I can be around cats without needing Benadryl. I don't snore anymore or sniff constantly. One person said they're more flexible.
Okay.
Because they've been drinking their urine?
That is just malarkey.
One person said it makes your skin beautiful. One person puts it on their skin. They drink it and then they apply it using a cotton swab to their skin.
I've heard that before.
Oh, God.
If you put a little bit of urine on your pimple.
Okay.
But
So don't do this, okay?
I'm sitting here listening to this idiocracy with my pinky digging into the furrow between my brow, trying not to think about hashtag urine therapy because it's going to make me sick.
It makes you sick. So here's the thing. So there's an article just from this year, from September of 2018. It's from BBC. It's called, Please Can Everyone Stop Drinking Their Own Urine? And they say, it's a myth that being 95% water makes urine safe to drink, because the other 5% is waste products that your body is trying to get rid of anyway. So when you drink it again, it can be even harder on your kidneys, because this is stuff your body said no to and you're reintroducing it in a more concentrated form.
If you're stranded somewhere, drink your urine.
Great. Yeah. Do it. Go for it. Drink your urine.
If you're going to die because you don't have any liquids and you're in the forest and you've been there for a couple weeks, do it.
Yeah. Go for it. It'll keep you alive. Probably.
Do people in your Facebook group post photos of their urine?
Oh, yeah. People. It's like people with mason jars. And I don't know why people feel like it has to be a mason jar that they drink it out of, but they drink it out of a mason jar. So then I texted, you know, my friend, Dr. Mike. So I texted Dr. Mike.
Wait, can you imagine? Somebody's like, here's my martini glass full of urine. Like, how would you even get it in there? It would splash all over the place.
One person said that it creeped him out to drink it hot, but then they put it in the fridge and it was fine. Don't. Okay, so I said, hey, Dr. Mike, quick question. Have you heard of urine therapy? And he said, I can discredit specific claims. He said, in general, it's outlandish. So I read him some of the claims that these people had made, and he said, none of those claims can be explained even remotely with science. Like, there are people who, I guess he gave a TED talk on people who claim to know everything when the scientific community doesn't have any evidence for it. He was like, don't do it. Don't drink your urine. I asked my mom. She's a registered nurse. She was like, don't drink your urine. It's not safe. It's not good for you. Stop drinking your urine.
Even animals don't drink their own urine.
Just don't drink your urine.
And animals instinctively know what to do.
And by the way, we got an email from Taste Bud Jacqueline. She said her good friend used to work at a holistic spa / medical office. She would always tell me about all of the BS treatments they would charge people for that essentially did nothing. One of those things was urine therapy. Patients would pay $350 to have their urine, quote, purified so they could drink it each time. Some patients would do this weekly. She said, I just can't. So people would pay top dollar to drink their own urine. $350 per urine drink. You can donate that. You can donate to a food shelf.
Rich people.
Rich people problems. Drink their own urine. Okay. Please stop drinking your urine.
All right. Well, while we're on the topic of consuming things.
What's going on, Kathleen?
I was having a conversation with my mom over the weekend about burial plots.
That's such a grown-up thing to talk about. Like when you get to the point where you just matter-of-factly talk about your burial plot.
It sucks. It's a necessary thing to talk about. And my mom was saying that she didn't want to be cremated. And I understand that.
Okay.
Like she wants to be buried in the ground. Cool. Okay. And this is another good reason not to be cremated.
Okay. What? Wait, what? Because I want to be cremated.
This comes from the internet.
Oh, God. So it's true.
Student says she gave cookies containing her grandfather's ashes to classmates.
On purpose? On purpose? On purpose, Kathleen?
This is from Mashable.com. And it says a student in Davis, California has claimed that about 2 weeks ago, she and a co-conspirator gave 9 classmates cookies.
Conspirator, that means it was on purpose.
Yep. Of her grandfather's ashes.
Why?
At least some of the students were aware that there were ashes in the cookie before they consumed them. Others were apparently unaware and they were horrified when it found out. It's unclear why the student felt motivated to bring desserts with human remains in them to school. And since the cookies have already been eaten, the school is saying that it's unclear if the cookies even contained ashes at all. Because they can't tell, you know, there's no cookies to test.
Okay.
She apparently had the cookies in an urn. A classmate of the alleged perpetrator said he didn't believe her until she pulled out the urn.
Why would you do this? First of all, did your grandfather request being eaten? Second of all,
I mean, you literally force cannibalism on people.
It's cannibalism.
It's kind of like when you bake marijuana into cookies, but the opposite of fun.
Oh.
Because like, that's kind of fun when you eat a marijuana cookie.
I had a bad experience.
Well, I've never eaten one.
Bad experience.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to go to Amsterdam this summer. Really? You didn't have a good, like a pot brownie or something?
I had a drug interaction and I thought I was dying. I said the Lord's Prayer for what I thought was an hour and then I looked at the clock and it had been 60 seconds. It was so bad.
You gave yourself your last rites.
I really did. I was like, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm dying. And then it turns out that it was like, it had been 60 seconds.
In a letter to the students, the school wrote that there's no health risk, but they wanted to let the parents know what had been going on.
Okay, Kathleen, let's say...
There's all sorts of things I put in a cookie for you. Human remains is not one of them. I would put my urine in a... Would you rather eat a cookie with someone's remains or a cookie with someone's urine?
Remains.
Really?
Remains.
I'm going to say urine.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like remains would be less invasive.
Is... Also cannibalism if you're eating someone's cookie that has urine in it.
I don't think so because it's a waste product.
Yeah, so...
The ashes are like the person.
Yeah. But how much of the person's really left over? Isn't it just like carbon?
It's like... I mean, it's not a lot, but it's, you know, it's enough. I would eat you if you were in ash form.
This story is from October. It's not a new story. I was just, you know, Googling cookies, like I said before.
But there is an article.
The human remains are not recognizable. I think it would be worse if it was like chocolate chip human chunk.
Like
hairy cookie dough eyeball.
Like, yeah. So this is an article from funeraldirect.co. I guess there's a tradition of eating human ashes.
So then that person's always with you, the dead person.
So
is grandpa going to be with all of her classmates from now until the end of time?
I mean, until they pass him. So here's the thing. So there's a woman on My Strange Addiction on TLC and she ate her husband's ashes, but it sounds like she had pica.
It's that thing where you eat food that's not really food.
Yeah. It's like you have like a deficiency in certain minerals. And so you eat them, but it looks like other cultures are known for eating human ashes. In northern India, There are people who consume the flesh of the dead that floated in the Ganges River.
Listen,
river.
I would be the worst contestant on Jeopardy. I have no idea.
There is a group of people in Peru who picked out bones from cremation, ground them with corn, and drank it.
So maybe this isn't that weird. Maybe she's Peruvian, the girl who made the cookies.
Maybe. So I think I'm less horrified that people would eat it and more horrified that people would eat it without giving consent to eating it.
I wonder what type of cookies they were. Because if they're sugar, no, it doesn't say. But if they're sugar cookies, you're like, why are these sugar cookies gray?
Yeah, or just there's so like, I bet that just adds a different texture to it.
Were you chain smoking on these cookies?
Yeah, I think, okay, do what you got to do. You know, but maybe just make sure that everyone knows what they're getting into.
I think one of the worst things you could do to another human is feed them something that A, you know that they don't want to eat, or B, something that's really strange that could, is it like a moral issue?
Yeah, like a person. Mm-hmm. Like if I was going to feed you a person, I would just make sure you knew first.
Can you imagine feeding somebody cookies with toenail clippings in them?
Not appropriate.
Like?
Inappropriate. Just don't do it.
A gingerbread man with nails on it.
Nope.
Actual human nails.
I have this thing where every time something gross happens, I text my friend John. And I, so like, okay, I'll just give examples. So when I had a crown put on my tooth, you know, you have to have like a temporary crown.
Yeah.
And then they take that out and put the real one on.
Yeah.
So I asked if I could have the temporary crown back. And so they cleaned it and they put it in a little box. And I tried to give it to my friend John and he wouldn't take it. But I have it with me. Hold on, I'm going to show it to you.
You should make a necklace out of that.
It's so cool.
What kind of metal is that?
It's not. It's like...
Oh, it's that white stuff that they use now for updated technology of dentistry. Oh, it's in this little blue case. Oh, that is foul. Bethany.
They gave it to me in a little display case.
Wow, that's a huge crown. What happened to your tooth?
I have very big molars.
Damn. You got molars like a vegetable-eating dinosaur.
I know. So John said no to this, so I still have it.
You should make earrings out of it.
Yeah, maybe. And then I also, when I did baby foot, and it sloughs off the skin off of your feet, I put all of the skin in a bowl, and then I texted a picture to John, and I said, would you like my bowl of skin? Which he also said no to. I'm very offended.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't want it.
I know he doesn't care about me the way I care about him.
You should make a Christmas ornament from it and sell it on Etsy.
I bet I could.
There's a market for that.
Put some shells around it.
Since your boyfriend Dennis is vegan,
yeah,
do you think he would eat your nail if you asked him to?
My like a fingernail?
Yeah.
You
didn't die for it. But vegans don't eat dairy, so.
You want me to text him and ask?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
He'd be like, no, I'm a vegan and not a cannibal.
I'm texting him right now. As a vegan, would you eat one of my fingernails?
We could like grind it up with a mortar on pestle and like put in some guacamole.
I mean, it's a little bit like eating your baby's placenta. If you like dry it, grind it, put it in a protein shake.
I know people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also an argument that that's a waste product too.
No, come on.
I mean, your body expels it for a reason after the baby's done growing and is now living on the terrestrial earth.
I think it's less of a rejected item, though, and more of like, this was used to protect your baby. Now it comes out with your baby.
I see both sides.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I would do it, but I have nothing against anybody that does it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good. I don't know. It's supposed to like return nutrients to your body or something.
This is what the people who drink urine say, Bethany.
Yeah, but that's different because this is like, you know, wrapping your baby up in good things and keeping your baby safe and providing nutrients for your baby. It's not like a waste product that's surrounding your baby. It's not like your baby. Dennis isn't texting me back.
Thinking about Dennis eating anything is giving me anxiety again.
Why?
Where are we going to go to eat?
Okay, we can go to a lot of places. We can go to any place that has, lettuce.
Water.
He eats a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, a lot of sauces, as long as they're not like a milk base. Why is, you know what he's doing? He's probably sleeping.
Mm.
Do you know why? Because he has band practice today.
No, because he's a vegan and he's weak.
He's not weak.
He's in a band?
Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
It is pretty, and guess what? He's the lead singer and he plays guitar.
What? Do they need a flautist? I've always wanted to be in a band.
They have a show coming up next month. What? This month. Wait, well, February.
We should go, Avi.
No, I've already decided you're coming with me. Will you come with me?
Yes, I'll come with you too.
On the 15th.
I've always wanted to have a cool friend with a boyfriend who had a band. Like, duh, I'll come with you.
I'm really excited.
Can we do like that crazy dancing that people do in mosh pits where we like let our arms flail?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm scared of those people.
Yeah, his show's on the 15th. Will you come with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, yay.
Okay.
He's not texting me back about the fingernail thing. Mm. I think you just ruined my relationship. Wait, hold on. Update. He just texted back three dots.
He's thinking.
Answer the question, please, I am saying. Answer the question, please.
I don't know why I do this. I always come up with extreme scenarios and then ask people what they would do.
No, I think it's good.
Like every time I'm out for a walk at night with my husband, I go, if I jumped in the river right now, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would just go home.
No, wrong answer.
That's what he says.
It's sort of like when your husband and I got into our biggest fight of our relationship over whether or not he would go to Jurassic Park. That's, and he said no.
That's right.
And you, I got really mad at him.
You were so mad at him.
Look, if you have, and I said, it's a soft launch of the new park. We have a media pass, so it's free.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned all the lessons they need to learn from everything that went wrong.
Yeah.
They've installed backup electrical fences. They have generators for everything. All of the systems have backup. And they haven't bred any, like, new dinosaurs recently because they realized how that didn't turn out very well. And
does not turn out well at all.
No, and there's no way that the T-Rex is going to get to New York this time.
No.
Would you go?
Yes.
Yes!
If the velociraptors were behind a cage.
And they are, because they learned their lessons. They learned that they you know, figured out the electrical system pattern of it when it goes out and it goes back on. They learned all of that. They figured it out.
I would go.
This is your number one chance to see a dinosaur in real life. You have to do it.
I would train before I went, just in case something went wrong, so I could, like, run through the jungle or fight off a triceratops or ride a triceratops.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta ride a triceratops.
You know what? I feel really feel bad for the velociraptors because they can be sweet animals.
Yeah, we learned that from Chris Pine?
Pratt. No, Pratt.
Pratt. Pratt. Pratt. Pratt. Pratt. Yeah, he used the three of them. They respected him. I don't know. I just got really mad. And I never really quite got over that.
Mm. I love those movies.
They're so good. Dennis is texting. Please hold.
Vegans don't have fast fingers, apparently. I'm isolating a whole lot of listeners right now. Listen, cool. If you're vegan, that's fine. I just don't know where I'd go out to eat with you. And I love food so much. And I love going, this is delicious.
Mm.
You want to just have some of my barbecue? You can't do that with a vegan.
So he would not eat my fingernails, but it's not because he's vegan. It's because he's a hypochondriac and he's worried about germs.
Okay, I respect that.
Okay. So one of my old bosses on social media was talking about how he has years and years and years, like a career's worth of like reel-to-reel tapes and videos that he doesn't know what to do with. And he was like, should I throw them away?
No.
And I DM'd him immediately and I said, do not throw that stuff away. It's priceless. Go to Legacy Box and have them digitize it for you. You'll have all of this stuff. Then you can just like have it on your computer, have it on a memory stick, and it won't be taking up all that. Don't throw it away.
No, absolutely not. Do you know what I actually just collected for my Legacy Box?
What?
I found at my parents' house a container full of mixtapes that I have received and made over the years.
That's amazing.
TLC Waterfalls, baby.
Don't go chasing them. Mm-mm. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
That is why I love Legacy Box. These tunes that I've mixed together so elegantly on my boombox.
There are so many reasons to use Legacy Box. You all know by this point that I had a bunch of old VHS tapes sent in that like my mom had made and that we had from my childhood. We had them digitized and it was the first time that we got to watch these movies in so long because none of us have VCRs anymore.
No.
So what are you going to do? They're just taking up space. You will be the family hero. You can bring back those lost memories to watch and see again. It's so cool because you can have the files on your computer and then forward them to the people in your family. In an email, it's the easiest thing.
And everybody's Marie Kondoing lately.
Yes!
She's the latest Netflix hit. Legacy Box can help you do that. Get organized. Clean out your closet. Get rid of those tapes, those aging film reels, and save them forever with Legacy Box's amazing services.
And we understand that these are priceless memories, and Legacy Box gets it too. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the U.S., and they make it so easy. They send you a Legacy Box, a big box. You fill it with your old home movies, your pictures, everything you want converted, and then they do the rest. They professionally digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, a digital download, or a DVD. And they include barcodes that you put on everything, so then as they scan those barcodes and do the work, you get emailed updates, what progress, what step your stuff is in, so you know exactly where it is at all times.
It's not easy to send your precious VHS moments or whatever you send Legacy Box. Put it in a box, you send it in the mail, you're like, oh my God, where is it? They let you know where it is at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent priceless memories to Legacy Box. They sent everything back. You get the tapes back, you get all the stuff back too, but they took such good care of it.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit Legacy. legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they are offering our Acquired Taste listeners an exclusive discount. So go to legacybox.com/taste, T-A-S-T-E, to get 40% off of your first order. Again, go to legacybox.com/taste and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
Kathleen, before we talk about what you learned this week, mm-hmm. And get into some of our listener voicemails,
yes,
I just have something serious I need to tell you.
Should I put my phone down?
Yeah.
All right.
Kathleen, mm-hmm. I know you've been seeing it a lot on Instagram.
Okay.
But I need you to please stop kissing your pet hedgehog.
Stop.
Because the CDC... says that people be getting salmonella from kissing their hedgehogs.
Hold the phone.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, aren't hedgehogs spiky?
They are. That's one of the reasons you shouldn't kiss them, because you're going to get hurt. But you've seen the videos on Instagram, right? Of like hedgehogs happily floating in like pools of water, and everyone has these
they're
cute
like
pet hedgehogs.
Cute. Yeah,
they're adorable. The CDC says that since October, 11 people in 8 states have been infected with salmonella because they've been kissing hedgehogs.
Kissing your hedgehog, I imagine it's very much like kissing your hairbrush.
Yeah, or kissing like kissing a fish. Kissing like your fish.
How do you...
Don't.
Have you ever kissed a fish?
No, of course not.
So then how do you know kissing a fish is prickly?
Because they have salmonella. Salmonella.
Oh,
salmonella.
Okay.
Salmonella.
So I was thinking of the hairbrush because of the prickle factor.
Oh, yeah. No, that's correct. But yeah, salmonella. They say that animals can pick up salmonella from contaminated food, or the bacteria can live in their intestines. Some can even pick up the bacteria from their mothers before they're born. So you may have an infected hedgehog in your hand right now and you don't even know it.
It's kind of like chlamydia, how babies can be born with chlamydia.
Can they really?
Yes.
Woof.
I know.
There was another hedgehog-related salmonella outbreak between December of 2011 and April of 2013. 26 people were infected with Salmonella typhimurium.
What is this world that we live in?
I don't know.
What is this world? First of all, where do you buy a hedgehog?
The hedgehoggery.
Okay.
It's right next to the cobbler and the haberdasher.
I need a hat.
Mm-hmm.
How many hedgehogs do you think are named Sonic?
Oh, God. 11 at least.
You know, I really feel for these people who are getting salmonella from their hedgehogs, because I kiss my cat.
All the time.
And if there's a cute dog that
kiss
Odin's in my family, I also kiss the dog.
There have been other stories where people are like artisanally raising chickens on their roofs in Brooklyn and
yes.
stuff. There was a report a couple years ago, the CDC was saying, please stop cuddling and kissing your chickens, because it was the same thing. People are getting salmonella from like cuddling their you know, farm animals.
Okay, I'm changing my tune.
What?
I feel bad. I mean, you have this like hedgehog.
They're soft if you pet them the right direction.
And you care for them. Oh, so hedgehogs are kind of like when you go through a drive-through and you can't back up.
Yes, those spikes. Exactly. Based on nature. Yes, exactly.
So you have this tiny little adorable hedgehog and you feed it and you give it clothing. Are there clothes for hedgehogs?
Definitely. Absolutely.
You put a roof over its head, mm-hmm. and sometimes you want a little kiss.
I mean, you put them in the sink with some water. They float happily on their back. They always look like they're smiling. You rub their little tummy and they like, and they're so cute. If you've ever heard them eat a strawberry, you want to like kiss them. I would snuggle them.
I think we've all seen the hedgehog strawberry video.
So cute.
Can you bring a hedgehog to your neighborhood vet?
Yeah, come on. That's what vets do. Animals. I'd bring a kid to a vet. I don't know. What's the difference?
Not much.
The CDC recommends that owners take precautions. Wash your hands after touching your hedgehog. Don't let your pets loose around the kitchen. And then you should also avoid bathing a hedgehog in the kitchen sink. Then why the hell do you have a hedgehog? You need to do it for the gram.
Do you need to buy a special bath for your hedgehog?
I don't freaking know. Don't allow it in your bed, they say. Don't leave leftover food around their cage for too long. Don't cuddle, don't kiss your hedgehog. Apparently, they tend to be solitary animals. Their quills can be sharp. They say it's not a puppy, it's not a kitten, it's not a hamster.
Can you kiss your hedgehog through a dental dam?
I bet you can.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing latex gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've just solved it.
You're great. They say also that rodents, frogs, have also been linked to salmonella. So have bearded dragons, geckos, guinea pigs, and turtles.
I don't like to give ultimatums, but I think there's a line
mm-hmm.
somewhere, and hedgehogs, rodents, and guinea pigs, and bearded dragons might just be on the other side of the line of cats and dogs.
I feel like rodents are on this side of cats and dogs. Reptiles are on the other, but like they're cute. They have little furs and stuff.
You're going to kiss a rat.
Absolutely. I would. And that's why I'm going to, I was having this conversation the other day. I'm going to lose at least a limb, if not my life, via wild animal that I attempt to pet or hug or kiss.
At least you're honest with yourself about it.
I mean, I'm ready for it.
All right. Let's do some Facebook grab bag. A quick grab bag. Grab bag. Grubbag.
Grubbug in German. Grubbig.
Apparently, okay, so Kendra says that they're getting snow in Minnesota.
Yeah, snow in Minnesota. Get a walk-in taco or a soft-shell taco. Get a soft taco. Kristen Mendoza and Brianne McIntosh say that they're thinking about macaroons.
Or macarons.
What?
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Okay, so some people call the French version of a macaroon a macaron.
What's the difference between the French version?
Well,
and the-
you know, their macaroons are also those like little coconut balls.
I don't like saying macaron. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I like saying sherbet.
Le macaron.
Le macaron. Cassandra says she's thinking about fuck boys and fuck girls. Why has dating culture gone to shit? Mm. We're in a time where ghosting flakiness is real. Why is that? It's true.
As long as Charlie Puth is making music, fuck boys and fuck girls will always be a thing.
It's true.
Michelle Jones said her car died last week and she's looking at SUVs. Any suggestions? I drive a Honda CR-V and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The most boring car in America and it is my boring car.
I drove a Chevy Trax. I really liked it too.
Mm.
Ashley is wondering why she lives in South Dakota.
I'm wondering that too. Joanna Lee said, I survived 21 days without coffee. 21 days.
Girl, go back to coffee. What the hell are you doing with your life? Stop that.
I was never more excited to see my Keurig at work. What girlfriend, after 21 days, treat yourself to some French press or something.
Treat yourself to some just straight up.
Some slow drip.
Yeah, some nitro brew. Climb that ceiling.
I don't like nitro brew.
I don't. It's too strong for me.
It looks like a Guinness.
It does look like a Guinness. I get real pushed away from it because of the Guinness factor. Kathleen.
Yes.
Did you learn anything this week?
I did. Okay. So you know when you don't wash your hair and sometimes it hurts?
Yes.
And you're like, God, my head just hurts. My hair follicles hurt.
Because they get stuck in like a specific direction, yes, and like caked with grease.
Your hair is so oily. Mm-hmm. And like, it's kind of, it's like the same feeling when you've had your hair in a ponytail all day and you take it down.
Yeah, it hurts.
There's a reason why your hair hurts when you don't wash it. Overgrowth of yeast on your scalp.
Wait.
It's a real thing.
Wait, why? Like yeast?
Yeast. Like, well, you know, your body produces natural yeast. You have yeast in all sorts of crevices of your body,
sure,
just naturally.
Yeah, I like to keep it there.
So when you don't wash your hair and the oils build up, your scalp develops yeast on your scalp. And that's what gives the sensation of your hair follicles feeling sore or hurting.
That's so nasty. Mm-hmm. How often? So I'm on day three. I should wash it.
Is your hair hurting yet?
No.
No. I mean, it looks fine. If you told me you washed your hair this morning, I would have said, okay, cool.
Oh, it's so greasy.
No, it doesn't look that way at all.
So, okay. So wash your hair.
Wash your hair if your hair is hurting.
Okay. Okay.
If your hair is not hurting, I don't know. Just leave it be.
Dry shampoo.
If it ain't broke.
Don't dry shampoo it.
Mm-hmm. Bethany, what did you learn this week?
Okay. I made a giant mistake. And I went on a little bit of
what else is new?
Shut up. I went on a little bit of an Instagram tirade.
Mm-hmm. That's allowed.
Yeah, but I was wrong. So, you know how I talked on the podcast about e.l.f. Cosmetics serum that I really loved?
Yes.
Okay. So, I ran out, and so I opened the container to, like, dip my finger in and get whatever I could, and I realized that, like, there was only just this teeny tiny reservoir in the container, and that there wasn't much in there. And I'm like, what sweet hell is this? What, like, bullshittery are you trying to spread?
It's like when you buy a bag of chips and it's only half full. It's just full of air.
So I went on Instagram and I was like, you guys are the worst and I love your product, but you're trying to scam us and blah, blah, blah. And so e.l.f. Cosmetics DM'd me on Instagram and they were like, thank you for loving our product. Here's what's going on. It's like an air pump system. So like every time you pump it, the bottom moves up so that you don't lose.
Oh, shoot.
Any amount of product. So what I was feeling was not a limited amount of product. It was just that the entire thing was empty. And so it was, the little pump was at the very top.
Oh no.
And they were so nice about it. And I felt so bad. And so I immediately deleted the rage video.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you made a video?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I was
gracious.
So angry because I love the product so much. And I felt so hurt, you know, I was so hurt by them.
Of all the things in this life to be outraged about, Bethany.
I just didn't want people to like waste their money on this product that I felt was cheating them. But it turns out they're not cheating you. They're actually giving you every spare drop possible.
Yeah.
So if you saw that video and you believed me, I was wrong and I took it down. Elf is not trying to cheat you out of makeup. They're actually giving you every drop. So I learned this week that maybe you should get all your information before you post a rage video.
This is actually quite a lovely moment because I've done this crap before too. Yeah. And you're like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, and they could not have been nicer. And it's the worst when they're nice because then you can't even be mad at them. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be mad at them.
Can you remind us again what ELF stands for? Because it blew my mind when I learned it when you said it. And a bunch of listeners wrote us emails about the same thing.
Eyes, lips, face.
Eyes, lips, face.
Is that crazy?
Crazy.
And they don't test on animals and they're super affordable, which is also why I felt so betrayed because their stuff is like $5 to $10. Sometimes it's $1.
I thought it was Santa's elves that developed a makeup line. The North Pole can be very drying air.
It really can. That serum is no joke. So anyway, I'm sorry, Elf Cosmetics, for being wrong. And please don't believe that video I posted. I was misinformed.
Before we play you out with some listener voicemails, I did a guest co-host spot on a podcast last week.
Yay! What was it? Talk about it.
It was the podcast is called Beats and Booze.
Yes.
And it's with a couple of my friends, DJ Dramos.
Yes, love him.
DJ Spirito.
Love, love, love.
And my friend Anthony Flips, Radio Flips on Instagram.
How'd it go?
So it's awesome. We had a really good time. Look them up on iTunes, Beats and Booze podcast. And episode 130, Beats and Booze. iTunes, wherever you find podcasts. We had a good time talking about Bebe Rexha.
Oh, love.
And how, you know, designers don't want to dress her for the Grammys because she's size 8.
Which is insane because we've met her and many times.
Teeny.
Teeny tiny.
Okay, but so say she's a size 8.
Yeah.
That's like a normal American human size.
And even if she's a size 20. Still, she's a valid musician. She's a valid person.
Who's nominated for a freaking Grammy.
Yeah, people should dress her.
I wish that she would post a list of all the designers that turned her down, but
that'd be amazing.
That's just me.
Whatever. So, we will link to your episode of Beats and Booze, Kathleen. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad it went well.
In our show notes. If you want to follow us, never mind. Bethany, wait.
Oh, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Woof, we all need it.
Yeah, man. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. And we have a fan group, Acquired Taste Podcast fan group. Sign up for that because there's an amazing family going on in there.
Oh, yeah. They're great for support. Email us at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to send us some snail mail, you can find us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, which you agree then that we might play it at the end of an episode, give us a call, 917-994-0353. Also, make sure if you listen on iTunes to rate, review, and subscribe. That really helps push us up into the rankings. 5 stars is amazing. And whatever platform you listen on, that's so, so helpful.
Like if we were a restaurant, we would serve your favorite meal.
Yeah, we'd give you bread first.
And it'd be delicious. Mm-hmm. And maybe a free glass of house wine. So 5 stars.
5 stars, please. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, hear your voicemails.
OMG, ladies, I can't believe I'm calling the hotline right now. So, hey, Angela, L, Kathleen, you and I have been that work week hustle Fitbit challenge for a couple weeks now. Girl, I love you, but I'm coming for you with those steps. Currently doing paces around my house right now. Gotta get it going. Hey, mama buds. I was just listening to the podcast about overthinking. And so I do this with my husband of 6 years. We tend to leave each other little memes and sweet texts all through the day. We're actually quite adorable, I'm going to be honest. So 2 weeks ago, I didn't hear from him. It was almost an hour and a half past when he is normally home. So I had decided to cremate him. Family could have a little bit of them. I could have a little bit of them. Quite creepy stuff. Hi, ladies. It's your favorite taste bud from me, Michelle. I'm just calling because I was getting ready for work, throwing my makeup on, listening to the podcast, and I was so consumed in laughter talking about that man who injected himself with his own semen that I had already set my foundation with my powder. I was like ready to go, just getting things done, and then realized I started dabbing more wet foundation on top of the powder. I have to go and wash my face now and start from scratch.
Hey, ladies. What's up? It's back again. I was just listening to the recent podcast that I wanted to say. Bethany, congrats, dude. I'm actually really freaking stoked. Kind of disappointed it's not me, but I guess, I'll live.
Hi, girls. My name is Monica. I just wanted to share some information that I got today. I am cleared to start my process of donating a kidney, a live donor. And I just wanted to share with you guys because I'm really, really excited. I will be getting a bunch of tests, blood tests, brain tests, CAT scans, x-rays, all the things just so I can help someone. And I am really excited. And I wanted to share with my favorite girls in all the taste buds world. All right, girls. Love you.
Girls, it's Saturday night and it's tequila. I was just saying hi. Hashtag not sorry. That's all. Goodbye.